Raise up your right hand to the heavens now.
And now what? You so cure by
any power assigned to trouble my Israel this year. Can you say it loud and clear? You are a liar. Scatter. In the name of Jesus. Address the power that is assigned to trouble your Israel. Address that power in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to trouble my Israel this year. Your time is up. Your time is up. Masekatera boshendera bokopantia. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Say mountain top power.
Agbara oloke giga
incubate my life.
Sata sori aye mi.
Can you shout that louder than anyone? Shout to the God loud and clear. In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Marabo sopo kotanya nakarabo sopo yabakarabo shente yaba. Thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus. In Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Wonderful God, we thank you
Olorun ya na dupe
for bringing us here this particular morning. Accept our thanks in Jesus name. We are here at your feet this day. Minister to us by your power. Lay your hands upon us mightily. Open our understanding. Lord, your power is the absolute power. And there is no power that can contest with your power. Any power assigned to affect the destiny of anyone here negatively, assigned to affect the career of anyone here negatively, assigned to affect the life of anyone here negatively, we bury that power now in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon our lives. And by the time we leave this place, let those who see us testify that we have seen the glory of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As you take our Bibles. Meanwhile, I'd like you to bow down your heads and ask the Lord to do something new in your life today. Something new that will move your life forward. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This morning we're looking at what I call the last great war. The last great war. Can I hear you saying that loud and clear? Say that again. There have been many wars in this world. Lives have been wasted.
What if you are by yourself?
Thousands, if not millions, have died.
Even
in our country, we fought a war before. There is still war going on in many places in the world now. There was a time we had World War I. World War II. But there is still a war coming. The greatest of all wars.
And
everything we are doing now is ushering us towards that last great war. I want you to understand this very, very well. It is a disaster to be alive and you don't know what is on the divine timetable. It's a disaster to be alive and you don't even know where we are in the timetable of the Almighty. Everything that is happening now, it is pushing and is pointing towards that last great war. What believers are expecting now is that one of these days it could be during this service or after it. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tonight. Maybe next week. But like a thief in the night. All of a sudden, there will be the sound of the trumpet. And then all those who have been serving God the right way will be cut away from here. That's what the Bible calls a rapture. Any child of God at all who is planning towards heaven must always be ready for the rapture at any time. Unfortunately, few believers are ready for the rapture. When that rapture is approaching, many things will begin to happen. And the Bible has told us everything that will happen before Jesus comes again. So the next event in the timetable of the Almighty now is that all of a sudden, one of these days, I'll be the sound of that trumpet. Woe befalls the man or woman who did not hear, who will not hear that trumpet. Every activity in the church will have been a useless one if you do not hear it. Your Christian name will make no sense that day if you do not hear that trumpet. It is important to pray that that kind of day does not catch us unawares. And when that day is approaching, when the trumpet will sound and believers will be caught up, the Bible tells us some signs by which we can know that it's getting close. Close your eyes, beloved.
Do you all fair?
Ask the Lord to specially open your understanding this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was telling you that there is a last great war coming. And I was telling you that everything we are doing now is pushing us towards that war. But before this last great war, the trumpet shall sound.
If they do,
and those who have been serving the Lord correctly shall be cut off away from here. And the Bible does not keep us in darkness. It tells us what will begin to happen before that trumpet sounds. Unfortunately, beloved, many churchgoers are certainly not ready for the rapture now. Some don't even think about it at all. Some are still busy pursuing what will disappear immediately they
die.
Some are busy pursuing vain things. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. I read from verse 8. Luke 21. From verse 8. The Bible tells us those signs that will begin to happen before the catching up of the saints.
Come.
Luke 21 verse 8. And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. And the time draws. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great, remember, really look at the word great, great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful signs and great signs shall there be from heaven. If you calculate within the last 3 years now, earthquakes have wasted so many lives. Go back to verse 25. The same Luke chapter 21. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. You still remember the tsunami? The Rita, the Katrina, all this, the Bible calls them the waves roaring. The sea and the waves roaring. The sea and the waves roaring. Plenty of it. All this is telling us that something is about to happen. The Bible said there shall be wars and rumors of war. The Bible says there will be increase in knowledge. The Bible said there will be earthquakes. The Bible says many churches will become lukewarm. The Bible says there will be satanic revival. The children of the devil will change their gear to number 5. The Bible says men's heart will fail them for fear.
yóò máa kún ọkàn àwọn ènìyàn.
The Bible says that with pestilences.
Ìrẹ́lẹ̀ sọ wípé àjàkálẹ̀ àrùn ó ṣẹlẹ̀.
Then all of a sudden while all this is going on.
Lójijì nígbà tí gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyí ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
There will be a sound.
Ìró yóò sọ.
And that sound will wake up even the believers that are dead.
Ìró ọ̀hún yóò jí kódà àwọn onígbàgbọ́ tó ti kú.
Then those who are alive too will hear.
Àwọn tó ń bẹ láàyè náà wọ́n gbọ́.
And they will be magnetized to join their Lord Jesus Christ in the air.
A ó sì fà wọ́n sókè láti darapọ̀ mọ́ Jésù Kristo Olúwa wọn.
Before this time comes, beloved.
Kí àkókò yìí tó dé olùfẹ́.
There will be increasing demonic activities.
Iṣẹ́ òkùnkùn, iṣẹ́ ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn yóò máa pọ̀ sí.
There will be the spread of the powers of darkness.
Agbára òkùnkùn yóò máa tàn kálẹ̀.
Born again Christians will be getting confused and receiving very cloudy visions, very cloudy lectures.
Àwọn Kristẹni tó ti dàtú bí ọkàn wọn ó máa pòrúru. O ni mo to nsele wo si ma gba eko ti oye koro.
Jesus came to this planet before.
Bibeli Jesu wa si orile aye itele.
But when he is coming now.
Ṣugbọn nigba to ba pada bo.
It will be a different agenda.
Yo je ise to yato.
He came the first time to die in the sinner's place on the cross.
O wa nigba akoko lati kuropo elese lori igi agbelebu.
When he is coming now, he will hold the top of the cross. And it will become a sword.
Nígbà tó bá ń padà bọ̀, yóò di orí àgbélébú mú, yóò sì di ìdá.
It's coming the second time now to execute judgment.
Wíwá rẹ̀ lẹ́lẹ̀kejì láti ṣe ìdájọ́ ni.
It came the first time to save and to seek the lost.
Ó wá nígbà àkọ́kọ́ láti wá àwọn tó sọnù kó sì gbà wọ́n là.
It's coming back now to judge a rebellious world.
Ó padà bọ̀ lẹ́lẹ̀kejì láti ṣe ìdájọ́ fún ayé aláìgbọràn.
It came the first time in very great humility.
Ó wá nígbà àkọ́kọ́ pẹ̀lú ìrẹ̀lẹ́ ńlá.
He is coming back now with power and glory.
Ó padà bọ̀ lẹ́lẹ́kejì pẹ̀lú agbára àti ògo.
He came the first time and they put a crown of thorns upon his head.
Ó wá nígbà àkọ́kọ́ wọ́n dé ládé ẹ̀gún.
But he is now coming with his crown of glory.
Ṣùgbọ́n nísìnyí ó padà bọ̀ pẹ̀lú ládé ògo.
He came the first time riding a donkey into Jerusalem.
Ó wá nígbà àkọ́kọ́. Ogun kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ wọ Jerusalem.
But now he's going to come riding that great white horse and leading the armies of heaven.
Ṣùgbọ́n lẹ́lẹ́kejì rẹ̀ tó bọ̀ yìí yóò wá pẹ̀lú ẹṣin ńláńlá tó ń darí ogun ọ̀run.
He came the first time and he submitted himself to the unjust judgment of earthly rulers.
Ó wá nígbà àkọ́kọ́ ó sì jọ̀wọ́ ara sí àwọn onídàájọ́ ayé aláìṣòótọ́.
Now he's coming the second time to deal with those worldly rulers.
Ó padà bọ̀ lẹ́lẹ́kejì láti jẹ àwọn onídàájọ́ ayé níyà.
He came the first time to say, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest.
Ó wá nígbà àkọ́kọ́ wípé ẹ máa bọ̀ wá bá mi, ẹ̀yin tẹ́ ń ṣiṣẹ́ tá a dẹ̀ rú olólórí, wọ́n fún yín ní ìsinmi.
But this second time he's coming to tell people depart into everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angels.
Ṣùgbọ́n lẹ́lẹ́kejì tó bọ̀ yìí yóò sọ wípé ẹ yàgò sínú iná àìlérú tá a pèsè sílẹ̀ fún èṣù àti àwọn áńgẹ́lì rẹ̀.
He came the first time as Jesus of Nazareth, just as a small boy from a place called Nazareth.
Ó ń wá nígbà àkọ́kọ́ bí Jésù Kristi ti Nazareth ọmọdé tó tilẹ̀ tá a pè Nazareth
jáde. Coming back now as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Ó padà bọ̀ wá lẹ́lẹ́kejì gẹ́gẹ́ bí Olúwa àwọn Olúwa àwọn
ọba. It is important for us to pray that that day when the trumpet shall sound should not catch us unawares.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì fún wa ká gbàdúrà pé lọ́jọ́ náà tí pé ó dùn kó má gba wa láì múra sílẹ̀.
Because all church activities will become zero if you do not hear.
Nítorí gbogbo iṣẹ́ ìsìn nínú ìjọ yóò dòfo tó bá gbọ́.
Unfortunately what is going on now it shows that very few people are heavenly minded.
Ó wá ṣe ni láàánú wípé ohun tó ń lọ lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí àwọn ènìyàn díẹ̀ ló ń ronú nípa ìjọba ọ̀run.
Many born again Christians, pastors, ministers, they are pushing programs instead of pushing prayer.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn olùṣàgùtà àti àwọn ẹlẹ̀sìn ètò ni wọ́n ń tì lẹ́yìn èyí tí wọ́n máa ti àdúrà lẹ́yìn.
In many churches now people are more interested in entertainment and excitement instead of consecration.
Nínú ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìjọ àwọn ènìyàn nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí ìdárayá èyí tí wọ́n fi nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí ìyàrá ẹni sọ́tọ̀.
And these days our Bible colleges are producing more of actors instead of messengers.
Lọ́jọ́ òní àwọn ilé ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì àwọn eléré orí ìtàgé ni wọ́n ń mú jáde tí wọ́n fi mú àwọn tí yóò jíṣẹ́
ògbà jáde. We have many pastor actors and many prophet actors all over the place but very few messengers.
A ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn wòlíì àti olùṣọ́àgùtàn tí wọ́n ń ṣeré orí ìtàgé lori aga iwasu sugbon die ninu won awon iranse
olorun. Many of the present believers are looking for gold instead of looking for God.
Opolopo awon onigbagbe ode oni ohun ti won wa ohun ni wura e ti won fi ma wa olorun.
Plenty of them know very they know a lot of things about church politics but very few about the anointing.
Opolopo ninu won ni won mo opolopo ohun ta n pe ni oselu inu ijo sugbon die ni won mo nipa ifaduro.
Plenty of pastors who are stealing God's money, no wonder they lay the hands on the sick and the sick never recover.
Ani opolopo olusaguto ti won ja olorun lole abalajo ti won dawo le alaisan ta alaisan gba imularada.
The devil is making so many Christians to forget so many things.
Esu mu ki opolopo onigbagbo ki won gbagbe opolopo.
The devil is making many to forget that today will determine their rewards tomorrow.
Esu mu ki opolopo o gbagbe pe oni ohun ni yoo so ere ti won o gba lojo la.
A lot of people forget that there is nowhere to hide from God, nowhere.
Opolopo lo gbagbo pe ko si bi teniyan ti le farapamo fun Olorun.
People don't know that even God can see through your cosmetic Christianity.
Awon eniyan gbagbo pe Olorun le ri o ninu igbagbo yobo ke eyi to nse.
Perhaps you are here now.
Boyo wa bi bayi.
You have a sugar daddy.
Oni baba
bani. You have a boyfriend.
Oni okunrin abani.
You have someone you are so close with who is not your wife.
Oni enikan to sumo tipetipe ti ki saya re.
And you are living in sin together.
O efijo pe na ese.
And you are coming to pray.
Esin wa gbadun.
If the trumpet should sound.
Bi pe ba du.
You are going nowhere.
E o lo bi kankan.
And then it becomes a very terrible problem.
Yo wa di isoro lala.
What will happen after the trumpet has sounded is better just imagine than experience.
Ohun ti yo sele leyin ti pe ba du o dara keni o pero re sugbon ko ma ni riri re.
But it will appear as if the devil has put a spell on so many believers they don't even know where they are.
Sugbon o jo wi pe esu ti se pe fun opolopo nigbagbo won o ti mo bi to wa.
They forget the words of God.
O gbagbe oro Olorun.
Forget that the Lord said no sinner shall enter into heaven.
O gbagbe pe Olorun wi pe elese kan ki yo wo ijobo Olorun.
Bible says that committed sin is of the devil.
Lori wi pe eni to pese ti esu ni.
They forget that God is not fooled by all these pretensive actions.
O gbagbe wi pe ise idipo yi ko mu Olorun.
God's reward
oro Olorun
is not according to the success of what you are doing.
Ẹgẹni kì í kò dá lórí àṣeyọrí ohun tó ń ṣe.
But depends on your motive and your faithfulness.
Ìpò dá lórí èrò rẹ àti òótọ́ rẹ.
And so when God begins to judge sin.
Torí náà nígbà tó lọ́wọ́ bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ìdájọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
He doesn't judge just your actions.
Kò ṣèdájọ́ ìgbésẹ̀ rẹ.
It goes straight into your heart.
Yóò lọ inú ọkàn rẹ
tààrà. To see what you are thinking inside.
Láti rí ohun tó ń rò nínú.
To see what you are planning inside.
Láti rí ète tó ń pa nínú.
It is better now, beloved.
Ó dára báyìí olùfẹ́.
To have a bank in heaven.
Láti ní ilé ìfowópamọ́ lóde ọ̀run.
Than to have heaven in a bank here.
Jù láti ní ilé ìfowópamọ́ níbí.
Money is not the measure of a man.
Owó kì í ṣe ohun tàbí ìṣòdiwọ̀n ènìyàn.
It's often the way we find out how small you are.
Ṣùgbọ́n òun la fi mọ bó ṣe kéré tó.
Because if your life is not transformed.
Nítorí bí ayé rẹ ò bá gbà yí padà.
Your priorities will be upside down.
Ìlépa rẹ àtoríkòdì ni.
I'd like you to ask yourself today.
Ó fẹ́ ká béèrè lọ́wọ́ ara wa lónìí.
Even as we are sitting down there.
Kódà ni mo ti jókòó báyìí.
Supposing.
Bóyá.
Jesus appears here now.
Jesus ba farahan nibi bayi.
And he begins to pick his people.
To si bere si ni sa awon eniyan re.
Looking at the heart.
To n wo okan.
Are you sure he will pick you up?
So da loju pe yo mu o.
Many many years back.
Opolopo odun seyin.
I was a all night prayer meeting going on in a church.
Ipate adura isoru kan lo ninu ijo kan.
120 persons were praying.
Ogofa eniyan won gbadura.
At night.
Loru.
It was in one of those countries where they don't want Christianity.
Ó jẹ́ ọ̀kan nínú àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè tí wọn ò fẹ́ ẹ̀sìn ìgbàgbọ́.
As they were praying in the middle of the night.
Bí wọ́n ṣe ń gbàdúrà lọ́gànjọ́ òru.
Some soldiers got into the building.
Àwọn ọmọ ogun kan lọ síbi tí wọ́n ti ń gbàdúrà yìí.
Fully armed.
Wọ́n ní ohun ogun ìjà lọ́wọ́.
And they say, okay.
Wà ló dáa.
You people know that this is against the regulation.
Ẹyin ènìyàn yìí mọ̀ wípé ó lòdì sí òfin.
And then you are praying here.
Ẹ wá wà bí ẹ gbàdúrà.
So okay, get ready to die.
Ó ló dáa, ẹ múra sílẹ̀ àti kú o.
All of you.
Gbogbo yín.
And they cock their guns.
Wọ́n sì gbé ìbọn wọn.
And say, but before we begin shooting.
Ọ̀wá ni pé ká tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní yìnbọn.
If you are here.
Bó o bá wà bí.
And you are ready to denounce Jesus now.
Tó o sì ṣe tán. that he called Jesus by.
And say Jesus is no longer your Lord and Savior. You don't want to serve Jesus again. You renounce him.
To we pray Jesus is Oluwa re mo ofe si mo o ko sile.
Move to one side here.
Wasapa bi.
For those who still want to stick to Jesus.
Wapa da to si fe du di ro mo Jesus.
Can I move to the right hand side?
Wa lo sapo tun.
Trouble started.
Ala ba bere.
Dragging of feet.
The
pastor moved to this right hand side where they said those who want to stick to Jesus should go. After some time, another person joined him. Then a total of six joined him. All the others just went to the other side. 120 persons at an all-night prayer meeting. Only seven were ready to die for Jesus. The others just went to this other side. And the soldiers ordered them. Get out of here! And those people ran out. 113. They quickly carried their Bible and ran away. Remaining this seven. And immediately that happened, the soldiers closed the door. They put their guns down and said, brethren, we are the same. Those ones are the hypocrites here. And they did deny VG together.
Once it just say, show look up.
Whether those people were soldiers or angels, no one knew to today.
Oh yeah, I'm okay. Now we need your ye. I be angel in you. We send it over to me.
But then it showed.
I'm sure of you.
That majority of those who sometimes gather for prayers are hypocrites.
People of Allah.
And one sin that will get many people to hellfire is hypocrisy. The chameleon spirit. One front somewhere else. Another front somewhere else. It's hypocrisy. And the Bible says the hope of the hypocrite shall perish. If you do not allow heaven to transform your life, your priorities will be upside down. The Bible, this book in your hand, that many people don't read, is the only book in this world that will tell you where man is coming from, where man is now, and where man is going. Beloved, the way things are going now, a repeat of Sodom and Gomorrah will soon happen. God did a thorough work of destruction on Sodom and Gomorrah until there is no trace left. In fact, many Bible scholars believe that the dead, what they call the Dead Sea,
now,
covers the rest of Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah that time had a population of about 300,000.
Sodom and Gomorrah ni tani. Oduru egberun ohun ni popa to nbe.
Very prosperous place.
Ilu to nserere.
But they were living in terrible sin.
Ṣugbọn wa gbe ninu ese to buru jai.
The story of Sodom and Gomorrah is the first time in history that God personally intervened to destroy a center of human population.
Ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ tó ṣẹ̀ ní Sodom àti Gomorrah òun ni ìgbésẹ̀ àkọ́kọ́ tọ́lọ́run dá sí ìparun lórí agbègbè tó ń ṣe rere nínú ayé.
God rained fire and brimstone upon them.
Ọlọ́run rọ òjò iná àti mi ọjọ́ lé wọn lórí.
In many instances, God will use his angels and other situations to control people.
Nínú àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ mìíràn, Ọlọ́run a máa lo àwọn angẹ́lì rẹ̀ àti àwọn nǹkan míì láti darí àwọn ènìyàn.
But when it came to the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, he personally came to supervise it.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó di ọ̀rọ̀ Sodom òun Gomorrah, òun fúnra rẹ̀ ló wá ṣàbójútó rẹ̀.
The sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was so terrible that God decided to carry out a complete spiritual surgery.
ese Sodom ohun Gomorrah buru nebi wi pe Olorun funra re lo se ise abele won lori.
This is to prevent Sodom and Gomorrah from corrupting the rest of the nations.
Eyi ni lati dekun Sodom ati Gomorrah ki won ba ko idibaje ba orilede
to. What is happening now?
Ohun to nsele bayi
is worse.
O buru
than what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ju ohun to sele ni Sodom ohun Gomorrah lo.
Beloved, listen and listen very carefully.
Olufe deti bele je po.
This world will not stand for too long a time. This world will not stand for too long a time.
Aye yi ko ni duro pemo
because
itori
of what is happening there.
Ohun to nsele ninu re.
In fact, if God does not rain fire on many of the cities of this world,
koda Olorun o ba ro jo ina lori awon ilu kan laye yi,
he might have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
O ni lati toro gafara fun Sodom ohun Gomorrah.
All this is pointing to one situation.
Gbogbo nkan wa yi toka si isele kan.
Men and women are rebelling against their maker.
Opolopo eniyan lokunrin lobirin ni won shote si eleda won.
And they are heading towards this last great war.
Won si sumo ogun la igba ike yi.
In Revelation chapter 16.
Ninu iwe ifihan ori kerindinlogun.
Revelation chapter 16.
Ifihan ori kerindinlogun.
Open your Bible to the book of Revelation.
Chapter 16.
Immediately the saints are removed from here. God is going to release some angels. And they begin to pour terrible things upon the earth.
O si ma da opolopo buburu lori aye.
It is good to pray that you will not be around when this is happening.
O dara fun lati gbadura pe o ni wa nbe nigba to nkan na ba nse.
Revelation chapter 16.
Iwe ifihan ori kerindinlogun
verse 1.
That is say kini.
And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
Ela esi tu iko ibinu Olorun won ni sori ile aye.
And the first angel went.
Ekinu si lo
and poured out his vial upon the earth.
Esi tu iko ti le lori aye.
And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worship his image.
Opolopo kan ibaje si da lori awon eniyan to ni ame ranko na ati awon to fori bale fun awon
na. So the first angel pours his vial of wrath.
Angeli akoko o da iko ibinu re sori aye.
The result is a noisome and grievous sore will come upon all men.
Rabo re ohun ni pe ariwo ibaje lala o da sori aye.
Sore that cannot be healed by any medicine.
Awon oju ti ogun eyoko o le wosan.
Verse 3.
Ese
ta. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea.
Ekeji si tu iko ti re sinu okun.
And it became as the blood of a dead man.
O si dabi eje oku eniyan.
And every living soul died in the sea.
Gbogbo ọkọ alaye si ku ninu okun.
All this will begin to happen after the saints have been removed.
Gbogbo ọkọ wọn yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣẹlẹ̀ lẹ́yìn ìgbà tá a bá ti gba àwọn àyàn fẹ́ sọ.
And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountain of waters.
Ìkẹta si tu iko ti re sori odo ati sori iso awon omi.
And they became blood.
O si di eje.
And I heard the angel of the water say,
o si gba angeli ti omi wipe,
that righteous, O Lord, which art and was and thou shalt be, and because thou hast judged us.
Olododo ni iwo eni mimo eni ti n be eni ti o ti wa nitori tiwo ti se adajo bayi.
Verse 8.
Ese ikejo.
And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire.
Ekerin si tu iko ti re sori orun o si yọ̀dà fún un láti fi iná jó ènìyàn lára.
Verse 9.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹsàn-án.
And men were scorched with great heat.
Ó sì fi ooru ńlá jó àwọn ènìyàn lára.
Instead of them to repent, they blasphemed the name of God which had power over these plagues.
Èyí tí wọ́n fi ronúpù àdá, wọ́n sì sọ̀rọ̀ òdì sí Olúwa Ọlọ́run ẹni tí ó lágbára lórí
ìyọnu wọ̀nyí. And they repented not, neither did they give him glory.
Wọn kò sì ronúpù àdá láti fi ògo fún un.
Number 2, verse 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast.
Ikarun si tu iko ti re sori ike eranko na.
And his kingdom was full of darkness and they gnawed their tongues for pain.
Ile ọba rẹ si kún fún òkùnkùn. Wọ́n sì ń ké àwọn wọn.
They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repented not of their deeds.
won si soro di si oluwa olorun nitori irora won ati nitori epo won won ko si ronu kura
and the system get poverty is vile upon the great river Euphrates and the water therefore was dried up that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared
ikafa si tu igbo tile sori odo nla Euphrates omi re si gbe ki a le pase ona fun awon oba ati ilarun wa
and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet
bo si ri awon emi aimo meta bi opolo won si tu enu dragon na ati enu eranko na ati enu oleke na
they are the spirit of devils.
Nítorí àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù wọn.
Working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Tí ń ṣe iṣẹ́ ìyá nítorí nítorí tí wọ́n jáde lọ sọ́dọ̀ àwọn ọba gbogbo ilé ayé àti gbà wọn jọ sí ogun ọjọ́ ńlá Ọlọ́run Olúwa Olódùmarè.
That is the final war.
Òun ni ogun ìkẹyìn.
And already the enemy is recruiting those who will go and participate.
Lọ́wọ́ lọ́wọ́ báyìí ọ̀tá ti ń gbá àwọn ènìyàn tí yóò kópa nínú rẹ̀ jọ.
Verse 15.
Ẹsẹ̀ kan.
So behold, I come as a thief.
Kíyèsí bò ó gbà bí olè.
Blessed is he that watcheth.
Ìbùkún ni fún ẹni tí ń ṣọ́nà.
And keepeth his garments.
Six in pa aṣọ rẹ̀ mọ́.
Lest he walk naked.
Kí ó má bàa rìn ní ìhòhò.
And they see his shame.
Wọ́n sì rí ìtìjú rẹ̀.
And verse 16.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlélógún.
And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon.
Ó sì bá wọn jọ sí ibì kan tí a ń pè ní Armagedoni ní èdè Hebrew.
So this is why people call this last great war the battle of Armageddon.
Ìdí tí àwọn ènìyàn ṣe ń pe ogun ìkẹyìn ńlá yìí ní ogun Armagedoni.
The battle will bring to a climax.
Ogun ọ̀hún yóò mú dé góńgó.
It will be brought to a climax when Jesus now appears.
Yóò mú dé góńgó nígbà tí Jésù farahàn.
It will be a terrible battle and the enemy will be defeated.
Yóò jẹ ogun tó burú jáì a ó sì borí ọ̀tá.
But then the spirits of this Antichrist.
Àmọ́ ṣá ẹ̀mí aṣòdìsí Kristi.
The Armageddon spirits.
Ẹ̀mí Armagedoni.
Is already in so many lives.
Ó ti wà nínú ayé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀.
And until that is removed from our lives.
Àtìgbà tá a bá sì yọ ilé kúrò nínú ayé wa.
We will be waging war against the Almighty.
A ó máa gbógun lòdì sọ́lọ́run Olódùmarè.
When we say the spirit of Armageddon, what do we mean?
Nígbà tá a bá wí pé ẹ̀mí Armagedoni, kí ni túmọ̀ rẹ̀?
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
We mean human beings challenging God.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ènìyàn tó ń pe Ọlọ́run níjà.
That is, you are living your own life your own way.
Ẹni wípé ò ń gbé ìgbé ayé ara rẹ bó ti wọ̀.
It is the spirit of Armageddon.
Ẹ̀mí Armagedoni ni.
You have been conscripted into an army to go and face the Almighty in a battle.
À ń gbà ọ́ sínú ogun àwọn ọmọ ogun láti lọ dojú kọ Ọlọ́run nínú ogun.
Remember the spirit of Armageddon.
Kí ni túmọ̀ ẹ̀mí Armagedoni?
We mean workers who are not serious.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àwọn òṣìṣẹ́ tí ò búra gírí.
Unprepared workers.
Àwọn òṣìṣẹ́ tí ò búra sílẹ̀.
Workers who are working for God but as far as God is concerned they are agents of iniquity.
Àwọn òṣìṣẹ́ tí wọ́n ń ṣiṣẹ́ fọ́lọ́run ṣùgbọ́n lọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run oníṣẹ́ àìṣedédé ni wọ́n.
That's why somebody said.
Ìdí ni ẹ̀dẹ́ nìkan wípé.
The devil's best job is done by those who claim to love God.
Iṣẹ́ èrò tó dára jùlọ àwọn tó ń sọ wípé àwọn ọmọ Ọlọ́run ni wọ́n ń ṣiṣẹ́ náà.
What do we mean by the spirit of Armageddon?
Kí ni ìtumọ̀ ẹ̀mí Armageddon?
We mean those who side up with Satan against God.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àwọn ènìyàn tí wọ́n ń gbé Sátánì lẹ́yìn lòdì sọ́lọ́run.
Those who will do the wrong things.
Àwọn tí wọ́n ṣe ohun tí ò tọ́.
They say lay your hands on this Bible and swear that it didn't happen whereas it happened.
Tí wọ́n sì gbọ́wọ́ lé bíbélì pé ẹ búra pé kíní yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ síbẹ̀síbẹ̀ ó ṣẹlẹ̀.
What do you mean by the spirit of Armageddon?
Kí ni ìtumọ̀ ẹ̀mí Armageddon?
We mean those who lean on their own understanding.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ lórí àwọn tí wọ́n gbẹ́kẹ̀ lé òye ara wọn.
Bible you don't read.
Bíbélì ò yí kà.
Even if you could come to church like this without your Bible.
Kódà o lè wá lè jọsìn báyìí kó má gbé Bíbélì dání.
Prayer you don't pray.
Àdúrà ò yí gbà.
You are just moving from one prophet to the other.
Okanrin látọ̀dọ̀ wòlíì kan sómíràn.
It's the spirit of Armageddon.
Ẹ̀mí Armageddon ni.
What do you mean by Armageddon spirit?
Kí ni ìtumọ̀ ẹ̀mí Armageddon?
We mean sowing to the flesh.
À ó túmọ̀ sí fífúrúgbìn sí ẹran ara.
The Bible says if you sow to the flesh you reap corruption.
Ìlónìí ni pé bó o bá fúrúgbìn sí ẹran ara ìdíbàjẹ́ ló kà á.
What do you mean by Armageddon spirit?
Kini itumo emi Armageddon ni?
You mean you are living a life that does not glorify God.
Oh, ke ibi aye ti o se Olorun logo.
What you do angers God every day.
Ohun to nse a ma bi Olorun ninu lojojumo.
What do you mean by Armageddon spirit?
Kini itumo emi Armageddon ni?
We mean unteachable spirit.
Emi ti o peko.
You just hear and hear and hear, but it has not changed your life.
O kan gbo o gbosa.
Some have big Bibles at home. They bought all the books on holiness. All the books on heaven. The books on success. Books on several things. They read them, but it has not changed their
lives.
It is the spirit of Armageddon. What do you mean by Armageddon spirit? It is to decide to perish with your enemy like Samson did. How can it be said that at the last day, the powers which you sang upon and said, down, down, Satan. Satan, you don't fall for gutter. Macham, macham.
Satani o ti subu sinu gutter ate omole.
How can it be held that you sang that?
Awa ti se le gbo pe o ko ro orin yi.
The same powers gathered and say, Mr. Man.
Agbara kan da wa kurajo ogbeni.
You were stamping us when you were in the world.
O ti awa mole ngba to wa laye.
But now you are here.
Ugbo nisin o benbi.
How can it be said?
A ti se le so.
When was mean Armageddon?
Taba wi pe Armageddon ni.
We mean sinning without reasoning. Sinning without reasoning. You are committing sin without reasoning. 1997. They brought someone here. What was the problem? A womb was hanging out.
It
was hanging out like this. And said, please pray for me. I don't want to die. We started praying. I lost a son. Why are you wasting your time? Ask the woman if she will tell you the truth.
That
what happened to the baby? And I says, madam,
sorry.
Let me ask one question. What happened to the baby? She was shocked. But all of a sudden she recovered again. I said, which baby? I said, what happened to the baby? I said, which baby are you talking about?
So,
well, we can't pray unless we go beyond this
one.
When she saw that nobody was ready to pray again, I said, man of God, I'm ready to tell you the truth now. Say, okay, what happened? She had a child for one man. The man was very poor. All of a sudden, one day, she met a white man somewhere. And the white man said, I will marry you and take you abroad, give you plenty of money, on one condition.
Lori oro kan.
I don't want to see this baby.
Mo fe ro omo yi mo.
Get rid of the baby.
Yanju omo yi.
Say, ah.
Bani, ah.
She's very young.
Omo de ni.
Okay, let me go and give it to somebody else.
O da je lo gbe fellow mi.
Man say, no, get rid of the baby.
Iyen ni pe rara. Yanju e ni.
So what did she do?
Kilo to wa se.
She opened the mouth of this baby.
O la enu omo yi.
Loaded a whole bottle of Valium tablets.
O si da ogun orun.
The baby slept and never woke up. Sinning without reasoning. And now the womb began to drop out. And the white man ran away. Armageddon.
Armageddon.
What is the spirit of Armageddon? It's spiritual stubbornness. Stubborn people. Stubborn heart. Resistant to spiritual checkup. Resistant to spiritual challenges. resistant to spiritual chastisement. Spiritual stubbornness.
Ori kunkun
is the spirit of Armageddon.
Emi Armageddon ni.
What is the spirit of Armageddon?
Kini emi Armageddon ni?
Is failure in your personal spiritual life.
Oni ikuna ninu igbe aye ara re.
The spiritual life of the person is a failure.
Igbe aye ara o ton olukuna ni.
You can't receive personal revelation from the Lord.
O le gba ifihan fun ara re latodo Oluwa.
Lack genuine humility.
Oh, ni irele
oti. You don't hunger for the things of God.
Oh, ipe bi fun ise Oluwa.
All these are the spirits of Armageddon.
Gbogbo nkan ba wonyi emi Armageddon ni.
There are some people who believe they can steal from God and escape.
Awon kan wa ti won gbagbo pe awon le ja Olorun lo le ka won si sa lo.
It's not possible.
Ko se se rara.
If you come to a place like this now and you are stealing your tithes, you are looking for trouble.
O baba si ru agbegbe bayi.
Because it will take a lot of things away from you. A lot of people stubbornly stick to their sin. And some praise their own stubbornness. I'm not very easy to deal with. They keep telling you. What is the spirit of Armageddon? It's when you are getting dull and dull at hearing the voice of the shepherd.
Dull.
And you are not hearing anything. It's a terrible thing. I want you to understand that if we do not get these things out of our lives, we're looking for trouble. And whether the rapture comes or not, in life, there is nothing as inevitable as death.
It's
unavoidable. Is the diabolical enemy of man. Men hate death. Many try to ignore it. Many deny it. Some even attempt to forget it as if it does not exist. Some desire to postpone it. Many believe it's for some other people, it's not for them. That death is a silent, ever-present enemy. And it reminds all of us of our brief stay here. Lazarus postponed death. He postponed death. But he still had to die. Even after Jesus said, "Come, Lazarus, come forth."
It was
only for a while. He died again. And this time Jesus has gone to his father. Nobody to bring him out again. It is an inevitable appointment. That will remind us of our frailty, from our mortality. Vanity of life. And that wherever you are dispensable. And you see, that is waiting. You may run, but you're still waiting. The most important thing then is for you to position your life to a situation where if God says, "Come now," then you are ready immediately. Many are not really ready. And this is a serious problem. The wealthy cannot bribe Mr. Death. The strong people cannot fight him. The intellectual cannot outsmart him. The legal giants cannot argue against him.
ninu ejo riro won o le bori re.
It has grabbed them and finished them off.
O ti pa won fun o si yanju won.
The famous cannot impress Mr. Death.
Awon patubaja won o le mu obe ni ku.
The clever business magnate cannot negotiate with Mr. Death.
Awon lopo ninu owo won o le bori ku.
That takes no price and it respects nobody including you.
Iku igba iye kan tabi ko powo ko si po ola fani keni pelu won na.
Therefore the most important thing,
tori na to se pataki julo,
is for you to be ready at whatever time the Lord says okay.
O ni pe ko se tan ni gbakugba to lo ba so pe o da.
What do we do?
Kilo nti a o se.
Number one,
akoko,
you need to review your life.
Ani lati ya aye wa wo.
That's what we're saying this is one.
O tan so loro ni.
Carry out a review of your own spiritual life now. Are you on fire for God? If everybody in this church was to be praying the way you are praying at home, will there be any revival here? What do you do when nobody can see you in the dark? Do you still go to prostitutes? Do you still drink? Tell lies? Cheat people? Then you're not ready yet. The first is a review. Carry out a review. Analyze yourself so that you can make necessary adjustments. A lot of people are coming to our meetings, we thank God for their lives. But we will be deceiving ourselves and deceiving you if we tell you that all is well, no problem. The Bible says, say ye to the wicked, he shall be ill with him. I was not the one that wrote it, is in the Bible. But it says, say ye to the righteous, he shall be well with him. So if somebody is not righteous and you are praying, he shall be well with him and he's shouting amen, you are wasting time. Maybe the man you are bringing here, or the woman you are bringing here, is a strange woman or a strange man. And we say, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. You will be the first person to scatter. Unless you repent and begin to do what God wants you to do. Number two, the Bible says we have to be watchful. The Bible says watch and pray. Watch and pray. The third thing you should do is to make yourself ready for heaven. Always at any time be ready. Be ready for heaven. And the fourth thing you should do is to crucify your flesh so that this flesh does not have power over you. No power over your life. And the fifth thing is to obey God, whether it is convenient or it's not convenient. You obey God. And the last but not the least, in Philippians chapter 3, Philippians 3, tells us this from verse 20. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven. For whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Holiness and godliness is what God is asking you for. Perhaps you just started coming here, or you have been coming here for a while. I congratulate you.
Okay, okay.
But the message you are hearing this morning is a message from the heart of God to tell you that you are in a sinking world. Sinking really, really fast. And all signs to signify that the end is near are all happening. And as these things are happening, if we are not ready, it's a serious problem indeed. A pastor left a crusade, a large crusade. Thousands of people were there. He was the last one to leave the crusade ground. So as he was going home, he found that there was nobody on his back seat. He found some people who appeared to have been coming from the same crusade. And he said, excuse me, give us a lift.
Is
there no problem? So these three people were at the back. One was by his side at the front. And he drove. These people began to talk. They began to talk. All of a sudden, somebody sitting at the back said, Pastor, how many people did you think attended that crusade? Pastor said, well, about 10,000 people. The man said, no. There are actually about 15,000. It's okay. Say, Pastor, how many of these 15,000 people who were at the crusade? Do you think we make heaven? If the Lord should come now. Pastor said, out of 15,000 people, I should think maybe about half of them. Maybe 7,500. The man answered, no. No. In that crusade ground of 15,000 people, only 7 people can make heaven there right now. I said, Pastor, even your name is not there. When he had that, he stopped the car to look at the back. Nobody was sitting there again. They all vanished. Even the one at the front had vanished. He became serious from that day on. Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. You need to talk to the Lord. I will not teach you which prayer to pray. But you cry to the Lord yourself. Anything that will make hellfire to harvest my life. Anything that will make the devil to laugh last over my life. My Father, take it away from my life. I want you to change me. I want to be a different person. I don't want the trumpet to sound and I don't hear. I don't want to be accused of coming to church in vain. I don't want all my activities to be wasted. Begin to talk to the Lord yourself. Talk to the Lord yourself. Talk to the Lord from your heart. We are not here to joke this morning. This is a very serious matter. My Father, anything in my life that will make hellfire to harvest my life, anything in my life, anything in my life that will make heavens to run away from me, anything in my life that will make me not to hear the sound of the trumpet. I come before you today. Oh Lord, take it out of my life. 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 It's important for you to talk to the Lord from your heart. Tell the Lord to change your heart. To change your life. So that the enemy will not harvest you at the end of the day. What is the point in coming to church? When at the end of the day the enemy harvests your life, speak to the Lord yourself. Cry unto him this morning that he should break every evil habit and set you free from every choking power. If you are here this morning, and you are not born again, you are just coming to church. You've not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed now, just raise up your right hand.
No, what? No, that's okay.
You want to surrender your life to Jesus this morning, so that you not perish with this sinking
world.
Wherever you are, just raise up your right hand. And say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of
Jesus,
I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Let's find a way to the altar
here,
so that we can pray more with you. I want you to pray like this. As we are praying this prayer now, the Lord is revealing somebody here. Even as of now, you still smoke Indian hemp. You've tried to break free, but you did not succeed. If you are that fellow, just find a way to this altar here and be on your knees, so that the power of God can break this evil habit from your life and set you free today. Perhaps it is not Indian hemp you smoke. You still smoke cigarettes. You hide and smoke. Find a way to this altar too. And be on your knees so that this yoke can be broken off your life today. To remain where you are without coming means you want to perish in the bondage. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. As many people as are serious with their spiritual life. Bondage in my heart. Can you say this loud and clear? Look at that sister. I see a sister at the back there.
Bori alabirin kan lohun yen.
You are smoking hemp. Come out.
O mugbo jade o.
A university student.
O je akeko ile eko giga.
Come out. Don't.
Jade o.
Don't say my parents will find out. You better come out now.
Ma so wi pe awon obi mi o ri mi mo je jade bayi.
If not you want to perish with the bondage.
Bi o ba je be o fe segbe pelu ide yi ni.
Bondage of the heart. In the name of Jesus. Masikaya Bushento Rabakati Naraba. Ribosapanda Kayabo Shente Yaba. Let the bondage of the heart break. Let it break.
Let it break. Let it break.
Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken.
Go far, go far.
Masikaya boshente rabokotende kia.
Masikaya boshente yaba.
Ribosopende kaya boshente yaba.
Masikaya boshente rebokopo yaba.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Say this again loud and clear too.
Fun wi Olorun lo rara bakan na.
Arrows of backsliding.
Afa ipeyida.
Release my life. In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Sliding, release my heart. In Jesus' name we pray. So anything in my life, that will make you to ban me from heaven. Many people have been banned from heaven already. And they are in hellfire now. Some are traveling that wicked route. You need to recover your way from that route this morning. Anything in my life. That will make you to burn me from heaven. My Father,
Baba, me.
Take them out. In the name of
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Everybody will shout this again loud and clear.
Gbogbo wa to kin de Olorun lo rara.
Please.
Ejowo.
Please, I beg you.
Ejowo bo be yin.
If you pray this one and your voice goes away.
To ba gbadura yi to hun re si ha.
And you get the breakthrough.
To si rala ja be gba.
You will have made a good bargain here today.
Owo to to lo se nbi loni niyan.
You have made a good bargain here today.
Owo to to lo se nbi loni niyan.
Daniel Olukoya.
Olusegun Akintola.
The devil will not harvest you.
Esho ni kori aye re.
Open your mouth and begin to declare
that.
Rikasa Likantra. Narimo sapende kaya bo shente ya ba. Yes. Masakatenda kaya boshende la basante. Ribosopende kaya boshende la ba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Lay your hands on your chest again.
Ejawo ile aya le kan si.
Blood of Jesus.
Eja Jesu.
Cleanse my heart.
Father,
in the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Blood of Jesus, cleanse my heart, cleanse my heart, cleanse my heart. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my heart. Blood of Jesus, cleanse my heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, la gbadura.
All eyes closed.
Ti gbogbo ojo wa didi.
Raise your right hand to the heavens now.
Dawo tun re soke orun bayi.
My father.
Baba mi,
I claim favor.
Bota oju rere.
Everywhere I go.
Ibi kibi ti ba lo,
I claim divine protection.
Bota abo latojo Olorun.
Everywhere I go.
Ibi kibi ti ba lo,
the enemy will not harvest my life.
Ota o ni kore aye mi.
And my breakthrough shall not be swallowed.
Oh, si ni ti alaja mi mi.
I pledge before you, O Lord.
Mo se lori niwaju re Oluwa.
I will not allow this world to deceive me.
Pe won o ni je ki aye yo tan mi je.
But I will live for you. In the name of Jesus. Shout aloud, amen. Let us share the grace of fellowship.
Let us share your fair. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven glorious hallelujah.